was that whirlwind of emotions like?
It's hard to answer it truthfully. Because you're sitting there with family getting ready for Halloween and dressing little man up, and then you get a call that says you're going somewhere, and then you start trying to figure out, you know, what's happening really, and then you're not. So.
So you were told you were going to the Browns.
My agent thought, you know, it was a done deal, and all I know is what I was told, and paperwork got turned in a little too late, and that's why I didn't go down.
Yesterday morning, did you think there was any chance in the world that you were going to be traded?
No. I came in here, worked out, watched film, did my usual Tuesday deal, and then went home and was getting ready for Halloween and figuring out how much candy we had, if we were going to have any people. I think that's what I'm more upset about. We got all that candy and nobody showed up to the house. So,
kind of like the trade.
Yeah, I guess.
What time did you find out it didn't go down?
I guess when everybody else found out on Twitter.
Oh, you didn't? Nobody came to say.
Mm-hmm. I mean, my agent said they were writing a appeal for the thing on the trade that it should be passed, and I got a call later on after that said it didn't. It got rejected. So,
what kind of conversations have you had with Marvin, front office, et cetera, since?
None. I mean, you know, talked to Marvin for a little bit yesterday.
And fake news.
And just, you know, he told me he was still glad to have me here, and but you know, I today I'm gonna thank Mr. Brown personally, just because I admire that, you know, he was just gonna give me the opportunity to go start and play somewhere, and I really appreciate that of him. You know, he's been an unbelievable owner for my experience here, so I really appreciated that.
Did you have an immediate reaction when you were first told that you were supposedly traded?
I mean, excited, because I'm a big competitor, and you want to play, and you want your opportunity, but that's about it, really.
How long did you think you were a Cleveland Brown?
I mean, I don't know if I ever really thought it, really. I mean, I've learned through this whirlwind of a year, you know, you can't really expect anything until it actually happens. So I just waited till I actually found out and then reacted really after that. So,
what about the possibility of reuniting with Hugh Jackson? How exciting would that have been?
Yeah, it would have been really exciting, you know, but you know, it didn't happen. So I'm blessed to be either way. I mean, either situation. I'm living out my dream, playing in the NFL, and have a beautiful family. Everybody's healthy, so you know, it would have been awesome, but at the same time, I'm focused on my job here now and being, you know, the best backup, the best scout team guy. I mean, whatever I need to be for us to, you know, to help win during the week, to hopefully so it correlates on the weekend. But I'm just blessed, and you know, there's no hard feelings either way. It's just a good time to be living right now, I guess.
Does it make it hard to focus even in the short term?
No, you know, I think the biggest thing it does, you know, been through a lot of mind games, so I think it makes you mentally tougher, stronger, lets you see all the crazy sides of this business in a short amount of time. I mean, just in my year alone, I've experienced a lot that guys that have been in the league 10 years hasn't experienced. So just by hearing your name, then you are, you might be. So, but like I said, I'm blessed to be in my situation, and I'm just enjoying every minute of it. So,
you believe that everything has a reason. There is no coincidence.
Of course.
That ultimately, things happen.
It's God's plan. You know, our time is not always His time. So, and I truly believe that. My wife believes that in our heart, and that's something we were both brought up on. And you know, us as humans want things to happen when we want them to happen, but it's not always the case. So, you know, just let God's plan play out.
I mean, it's a possibility that things could actually work out better for you in the long run than what occurred yesterday, given your situation.
Yeah, I mean, possibility for possibility for everything, but like I said, I'm just enjoying everything and living it up.
So guys are obviously joking in here. What kind of things have you heard along those lines from teammates since 4 p.m. yesterday?
All kind of stuff. You know, I have some really good friends in here, and you know, one of my best friends, probably Pat, Joe, Tez, Quezzy. So I had Tez tell me they would have been tagging me if I would have played against them. So I just stuck up both arms and in a muscle form and told him come get some. But like I said, I'm just blessed. I'm not angry about anything. I'm just enjoying the whole process.
You have confirmation now that at least one other team's interested. You know there's a bunch of teams interested. I mean, the good part of that is you know that you have value in this league and just keep working.
Exactly. I mean, it's a good point, Lap. That's why I said, you know, I'm not angry about anything, you know, not upset. Like, it feels good to be wanted, you know, by the team you're on, by another team. Well, I'm sorry. Exactly. I'm just enjoying it. And then when the off season comes, however the contract dispute works out, then we'll go from there.
This trade didn't happen because paperwork wasn't filed in time. Is there a part of you that goes, are you kidding me?
You know, I've learned in the NFL it's anything's possible, so I guess. So it's, you know, it's odd, but it is what it is, you know. I don't know.
Did you hear from Todd? What time did you hear?
I heard around, I think around 3:30 is when we first found out things are moving and could probably be happening.